Chapter 2, The Shadow of Shaddai. Psalm 91 is a psalm composed by Moses and widely regarded as a psalm of protection. Verse 1 reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Question: what is the secret place of God? The Hebrew words for secret place are seder sitra, meaning a shelter of protection / fortress or tower. The NIV translation thus renders the verse, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." The Jerusalem Bible also renders it, "If you live in the shelter of Elyon, God Most High, and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, Almighty God of Heaven, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Two things come to mind from the reading of this scripture. One, shelter. Defined by the Merriam-Webster dictionary as something that covers or affords protection, such as a house, therefore an application, God has a house in which we can choose to live. Just as a woman marries and moves into the house of her husband ordinarily, makes her home under his name and covering, with expectation that in the house of her husband, under the shadow of her husband, she will have protection and all that she needs to make a happy, healthy marriage and home. God also has a house in which we can choose to live and enjoy all the blessings thereof. Indeed, God describes himself as a husband in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. "For your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai, is his name." I want to emphasize this point again. From the use of the conjunction "if" in the Jerusalem Bible version, the implication of which is that God has a house in which we can choose to live, to make a home in, to dwell in. Making your home means you are domiciled therein. You are not a stranger or a visitor in God's house. It is your permanent dwelling. You are a child of the home, therefore you are entitled to every blessing available therein. 2. Shadow. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, a shadow is an area of darkness caused by light being blocked by something, usually an opaque object. A shadow is not a bad thing. For instance, one may seek relief on a hot day under the shade cast by the shadow of a tree. Biblically, shadow connotes God's protective presence. Thus, in Isaiah chapter 51, verse 16, God says, "I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand." To be under the shadow of God, therefore, is to be in a place of rest, peace, and protection, where you are sheltered from the heat and storms of this world. God has a sense of humor. I once read this joke on social media. A woman's constant moniker for her husband was "my African president." One day, the man, out of curiosity, asked the wife, "Why do you call me my African president?" The woman responded, "Because you never fulfill your promises to me." I kid you not, when the Lord was giving me this message, before I received the fullness of it, the first statement that the Holy Spirit whispered to me was, "God is not an African president." I appreciate that this joke may not be politically correct in our current overly sensitive world, but I believe God referenced and reminded me of it to drive home a point that he is a God who can be trusted. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Beloved, when you make your home in the shelter and shadow of Shaddai, be assured that it shall be well with you in all areas. I invite you to travel with me through the subsequent chapters as we explore the treasures available to you in the shadow of Shaddai.